handful of organizations have teamed up to create a unique way of assessing the health of the world's oceans. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Earlier this month, the Ocean Health Index was unveiled. It's the work of a team of experts, including Andy Rosenberg. He's the director of the Center for Science and Democracy at the Union of Concerned Scientists.
Our goal was to develop a concise, understandable, transparent, in other words, you could understand it right through from top to bottom, index that would give us a measure of whether things in the ocean were getting better or worse and what some of the key attributes that humans depend upon, how they were doing, comparing region to region, country to country, and over time.
The Ocean Health Index is broken out with 10 specific index points that cover things like fishing, clean water, biodiversity, and coastal protection. Rosenberg says the index was put together using global data sets, with the goal of expanding the index to include additional data collected locally.
We wanted to set that as our initial benchmark, and the idea now is to improve the data with a lot of that local information and to refine the index in places where there's better data, Alaska being a great example. We really could refine the index estimates using the calculation methods that we've developed specifically for the Gulf of Alaska or the Bering Sea or the Chukchi Sea, for that matter, or the Arctic, and then use that as a long-term measure because we know that there's better data than might be contained in some of these so-called global data sets that is available locally. The reason we didn't do that now is because if we did that, we couldn't compare Alaska to China, to Japan, to Mexico, or any other place around the world, so we needed a globally consistent set of data.
The Ocean Health Index was unveiled on August 15th, and the total average global score was 60, based on a scale of 1 to 100, with 100 being the best index number available. The average score for the United States was 63. Rosenberg says a number in the low 60s should be concerning, but he says there are simple things that can be done to improve the overall health of the oceans.
In some cases, you can identify in individual countries relatively simple things that can be done that could be important improvements in the score. So, for example, on clean water, you might think, but it's incredibly expensive to develop sophisticated water treatment plants and so on. But in fact, cleaning up trash on the beaches is one of the most important things that you can do in many parts of the world.
One of the lowest index numbers included in the larger Ocean Health Index is the food provision category, which represents both wild seafood and aquaculture. The global index number is 24. The index number for the United States is 25. Rosenberg explains.
For food provisioning, because it's both aquaculture and wild-caught fisheries, it is a combined score. If you just looked at the capture fisheries, the U.S. would be doing better because there's a very strong governance system in place. But parts of the country, including where I sit in New England, still have a long way to go in terms of recovering fisheries. That's true to various degrees all around the country, and it's a national score as opposed to a score for Alaska.
The scientists that developed the Ocean Health Index note that 84% of all monitored marine stocks are characterized as fully exploited, overexploited, or depleted, and they claim that the capacity of the world's fishing fleets is now 2.5 times levels they call sustainable. The Ocean Health Index was officially unveiled in this month's edition of the journal Nature. You can take a look at the index online at oceanhealthindex.org. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.